Right. Hello, my name is Maddie, and I'm from Grafton High's Student Wellness Advisory Team, otherwise known as SWAT. It's a club dedicated to spreading awareness about mental health and stigma in a high school setting. SWAT is a program that was created by the SHINE Initiative, and there are currently 21 SWAT programs throughout Central Massachusetts high schools. In the spirit of the club, we will be talking about mental health and mental illness among high school students in this podcast. So first, with Rachel, Gina, and Magna, I'd like to ask you guys, what do you think stigma is?
Oh, I have to go first?
You don't have to. It's just an open discussion.
It's just like what everyone thinks, but it's technically wrong.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of like a bad catch something gets.
It's like the stereotype that surrounds mental illness, which is like usually negative. Like they see this person like saying they have depression, or they hear about that person and they're just like, they judge them right off the bat.
Yeah.
It's like a prejudice.
Yeah, and exactly. I feel like especially in high school, we tend to have like a lot of stigma against mental illness going into it. We think a lot of things is going to happen. But I think we, going through our years here, have learned a bit more about how it's not necessarily right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you guys, so like, why do you think it's important for high schoolers especially to have a good understanding of mental health?
Well, I mean, up around age 14, one out of every five people are diagnosed with a mental illness, and going into high school especially,
yeah.
People are trying to figure out what they're going to do after high school, what they're going to do with the rest of their lives, and when people are dealing with mental illness, that's things can seem a lot harder than they are, and if we don't focus on helping that, then we're failing our high schoolers.
Yeah, it's like important like they're aware that like what's going on with them is like it's not normal, and like then they'll know like when to seek help, and like after that initial stage, like they should know like where to get help from. Like they have adjustment counselors available, like they should know like when to go out and seek that help.
And sometimes other people can see like how other people are acting. Sometimes they notice that you're acting different than before, and they might ask you what was going on, even though you might not know yourself.
Yeah, I think a lot of our peers play a big part in like our mental health, but it's especially ourselves. Like if we can't understand what's happening to us, even when people ask like, hey, how are you doing? Like I feel like something's a little off. I think that's kind of when we have to start coming to terms with ourselves and realize that maybe something funky is happening.
Yeah, and you should actually go seek help if other people are starting to realize something is going on with you, and you should probably somehow take care of it.
Yeah.
You shouldn't hide it or like try not to voice it to others. You should like actually voice your problems.
Yeah, I think like one of the biggest problems high school students face is trying to figure out how to deal with it and how to find help. Like I know for me, freshman year, I was like, what is this? This is stupid. But later on, sophomore year, that's when I actually met my guidance counselor.
Yeah, like, I honestly had, like, no idea there was an adjustment counselor until, like, my sophomore year.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a problem because, like, freshmen can, like, they're dealing with all this, like, the new setting of high school.
Absolutely.
And, like, they have all these new burdens placed on them. They're gonna need help.
A lot of help, too. And it's not just freshmen or sophomore, because some juniors can also have problems because
exactly.
They're transitioning into college as well.
Yeah.
Like my brother, he's having so much problem that he actually had severe, was it depression? Was it severe depression?
He's your brother.
Sorry. Yeah, he never told me either, so I didn't know what was going on with him. I just thought he was like super moody and sad till he finally mentioned it to me. And I'm like, oh, well, that definitely changes how I see him. He had depression, and hopefully I didn't say anything that might set him off to do something stupid, so thank God. It's not like it's fixed or anything, it just kind of died down, so something might spring up again or something, but yeah, he was diagnosed with depression now, so hopefully,
And in, like, high schoolers especially, like, well, not a mental illness, like, autism and is like very undiagnosed, and a lot of teenagers actually are autistic and end up having trouble in adulthood because it's very hard when you're an adult to get an autism diagnosis. And like with other stuff, like ADHD is criminally undiagnosed in a lot of females especially.
I know for one I have ADD from my father, and I was only diagnosed this summer.
Nice.
So that's kind of funky. But I also think it's important to note that, like, mental health is not, like, synonymous with mental illness. You can't only talk about mental illness when it comes with mental health, because people who don't have a mental illness, like depression or anxiety, they can start feeling the negative effects of stress and things like that, and they also need coping mechanisms more than just... We shouldn't only target people who are diagnosed with depression or anxiety or who think they do. We need to have it open for everybody to find help.
Yeah, everyone gets stressed.
It's a normal part of life, and it's, like, even more prevalent when you're in high school. I mean, and there are all of us, like, a bunch of us out there are taking, like, very rigorous courses, like 3 APs in a year, things like that.
I got the chills.
It's not easy. Like, you're going to end up stressed out. You're going to be staying up at 3 in the morning. It's, like,
it's very important
that you have that support system, and, like, you need to, like, have access to those resources.
Yeah, like, talking to someone, I mean, even if it's just your guidance counselor, like, even if you don't have a mental illness, definitely just talking about all of your stress.
Yeah, you can go to your friends, too, and just lay on them with all your complaints and things. It really lets out your frustration and stress, something. Just, you know, don't be abusive with it at the same time. So.
Yeah, like, a good old venting session can, like, really go a long
way.
Yeah,
it'll relieve you a bit, you know, so you don't feel so weighed down.
I think it's also important to note that, like, friends, when someone's venting to you, ranting to you, you don't have to fix their problem. Sometimes they just kind of want, like, an ear to listen to them. And you can offer some support, but don't think that you have to be, like, their own personal, like, therapist now. No, no. Like, you're a friend, you listen to them, help them if they ask for help, but don't think that you need to shove them out somewhere and get them in a hospital or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Just be a friend. Be you.
Yeah. Just listen to their problems.
Yeah, they came to you for a reason. Don't think you need to change yourself in any way. Just trust them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people find that, like, venting and, like, ranting kind of helps them cope with stress, but do you guys have, like, any other ways you cope with stress?
Punching a pillow?
Violence? Great!
No. I mean, I listen to music sometimes. Watching some videos helps,
oh, yeah,
too.
Music definitely helps. I play video games for hours at a time.
Yeah.
Sometimes too much.
We all have those little hobbies or, like, de-stresses that could really come a long way as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, like, when I have a really bad anxiety attack, I actually get migraines. So I found out that if I feel like I'm going to have an anxiety attack, like, if I'm at home, a 20-minute nap can help a lot. Or I've gotten into cooking recently, and that's probably my most useful skill because...
Oh, yeah.
You forget to eat when you're really stressed.
Yeah, I think something to distract you with also really helps. Like, something that you can focus on one thing without having your mind in a jumbled mess that you can't even cooperate or operate all of a sudden. So, like, yeah, like you said, cooking is a good way because you can just focus on one thing. Then you have knitting, which is also a nice way to do it because it's just, like, patterns that you do. It's great. Art is also a nice way to express your feelings, too, if you want to get that out.
Yeah.
Just something to, you know, keep your mind distracted on one thing. Then it kind of, like, organize your brain a bit before you start thinking all those random things again that you might get confused about.
Yeah, hobbies are definitely, like, a really nice way to get your mind organized. Try to think to yourself, like, hey, I'm grounded. This is where I am. This is who I am. It's pretty good.
Yeah, and it's, like, very important that, like, a seemingly busy high school student's, like, they need to dedicate time for themselves. Like, that's, like, they need to have time to, like, unwind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think some parents, I won't say they don't understand. Well, they probably don't understand. But some parents try to push their high schoolers a little too hard. Like, focus on academics. Parents, I just want you to know that sometimes students, you should let them talk to you. Trust them to talk to you when they need a little bit of help. And you should probably trust them to make the right decisions. If they need a break, you should probably let them take a break. I know that, trust me, we know that education is very important.
Yeah,
and we take
definitely.
It too seriously sometimes. But you know,
more than your parents think.
Yeah, yeah. Trust me, parents. It's hard to come to you sometimes, but we try to.
Lay off a little sometimes. And going back to the coping with stress, like, not every coping mechanism is healthy.
Yes.
Like, sleeping too much, sleeping too little, overeating, undereating. I mean, very harmful behaviors. I mean, a lot of people turn to, like, drugs and
that
stuff is, like, as soon as you start thinking about that, you gotta start getting help before you fall down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, that I was gonna say, that's when you're gonna need to find help.
Yeah, so it's very nice for people to start practicing healthy coping mechanisms before they kind of diverge into those unhealthy ones. So I think that this discussion was actually pretty good. I really liked it. So just so you guys know, we went over mental health, stigma, mental illness, especially in high schoolers, how to cope with it, better ways to cope with it. We have some tips in there, some hobbies you might try. Remember, you don't have to be good at your hobbies. Just do what you love. So I think that's going to be the end of it. We're going to wrap this up. So this was Grafton High School's Student Wellness Advisory Team, our SWAT team. And this was Gina, Rachel, Megna, and I. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.